Bailey Shockhafer here with 90.5 MyFM. I'm here with Heidi Klopp. She is a coach with Blue Water Zurich and Exeter Skating Club, figure skating and can skate coach. And she's been skating since she was little wee. She's here to talk to us today on Coach's Day. Heidi, tell me, how did you get involved with coaching?
I have been skating since I was little. And part of being a figure skater is you become a program assistant in your club. And so when I was about 10 years old, I started being a program assistant working with the littles that were learning to skate. And I just watched my coaches interacting with other kids and teaching them how to skate. And I loved interacting with all the kids and teaching them my love of skating. Did that for many years. And then when I got older, I thought, okay, maybe I'll do this as I can make it as part of my career. So I took lots of courses and here I am.
Here you are. So Heidi, what do you get out of the experience of coaching and mentoring young people in sports?
Figure skating, I just have noticed over the years that our numbers were going down in our communities. And so I wanted to get back into figure skating and coaching just because there's not every kid that wants to go into hockey and we need something else for them to do. So I just really enjoy young kids getting into figure skating and having a creative outlet on the ice if they're not into hockey or other winter sports.
And I'm personally very interested in the angle of how sports benefit people's mental health, because I think that everybody knows there's an inextricable link between the two. So how do you feel that sports benefit people's mental health, especially young people?
Over my years of being a figure skater throughout high school, if I was having a bad day, it was in my times when I wasn't on the ice as much. And I know that when the season started again, I definitely noticed my mental health getting better. And I know my mom even made comments like, I can tell you're back on the ice now, like you're just a different person. And I understand that there's outlets that people need, healthy ways to get rid of extra energy or anxiety. And I can definitely attest that it has helped me immensely.
What advice would you have for people who are interested in coaching, who want to get involved in their community in that capacity?
Check out your local club that you're of sport that you're interested in, volunteer with them, see if it's something that you are interested in doing on a volunteer capacity. And if you really enjoy that, then find out how to get into the coaching courses, talk to the coaches, they'll be mentors for you. But definitely try it on a volunteer capacity before you kind of put all the extra investment into it. That was a big way that I really knew I would like coaching.
Absolutely. And what accomplishment are you the most proud of as a coach? What's something that you kind of keep on your list of things you think you deserve a bit of a gold star for?
I've only been coaching for maybe the last 6 or 7 years. So I don't know if I have too many big accomplishments yet, but I think just I've had some pretty big boots that I've had to fill in our community with coaches retiring and just having to keep our clubs afloat. And I think that's probably a bit of a feather in my cap that I've just kind of jumped in and just kind of kept our community going. And I think that's what I am most proud of at this point. And as I have students that are growing with me, and I definitely see lots of potential in our community, and I'm looking forward to some big achievements on the ice with my students I have right now and new ones that may come my way. But that right now has been the immediate success. I feel like I'm just kind of keeping going.
Absolutely. And I think that any club that is still operating in any form resembling what it did 5 years ago is successful because of the challenges that have kind of come through in the last couple of years. So don't sell yourself short. That's absolutely an accomplishment. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for coaching. Thank you for volunteering in our community. People like you really do make it a better place. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Bailey.